Tachas Tzuvos Parachet Mishnah Chet. Lo yoyim arlo harek tzuvaseich munachas al ha-shulchan. Elo kol nechasa v'acharoen l'tzuvaseich. Yavam, can I tell you, Yavam, I'm setting aside the value of your tzuvah on the table over here, that you should collect your tzuvah from here in the eventuality of a divorce or the death of the Yavam. And now I want to be able to spend the rest of the property that I inherited from my brother. He cannot do that. All of the property that he inherited from his brother is collateral for the ksuba, and he cannot spend any of it. So too, a person should not tell his wife, I am setting aside the value of your ksuba on the table over here, and that you should collect your ksuba only from here. All of the property of a person is collateral for a ksuba, and he cannot say you can only collect your ksuba from this property. Gersha, ein la ela ksubasa. If a yavam divorces his yavama, then she can only collect her ksuba. Now he can spend the rest of the property that he inherited from his brother, but kolzman, that he does not divorce his yavama, he cannot spend any of the property that he inherited. Hekel zero. If the Yavam remarries the Yavama after he divorces her, Harei Kacho Anashim, the Ein La El Ksuvasa, but she has the same thing as any woman, that if somebody divorces his wife and takes her back, she does not get a second Ksuva, she only gets one Ksuva, and the same is true if the Yavam divorces the Yavama after he takes her back, she does not get another Ksuva, she still only has one Ksuva. The Mishnah tells us this din dafka by Yavama. And by Yavama, you might think, since she never really had a ksuba from the Yavam in the first place, she only collects her ksuba from the property that the Yavam inherited from her original husband. So therefore, you might think, if the Yavam divorces her and takes her back, now he should write her a new ksuba. And she should get two ksubas. One from the property of her original husband that was due to her when her original husband died. And now one from the property of the Yavam. So Mishnah Tanga says, no, she is like any other woman. Even after he divorces her and takes her back, he does not have to write her a new suit.
Mesechek Tzivit Pratet Mishnah Aleph. HaKaitev Li'ishto Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Dinechtayim. Somebody who writes or says to his wife that I forfeit my right to your property. As a Ba'ad, the Schutz, and the property of his wife, to eat the pears from her property, and that she cannot sell that property without his consent. And if she dies during his lifetime, he inherits her. And if he forfeits his right while his wife is still in Arusa, Hareza Oichol Peres Bechaya. Even so, after he marries her, he can eat the pears during her lifetime. Then Mesa Yorsha. And if she predeceases him, he inherits her. M.K. Lama Kasav La Dinu Zvara Mainly Benechai. If so, which right does he forfeit when he forfeits the right that he has in her property? Shem Machro Benachnakai. That she can now sell this property without his consent, as this is a lesser of his rights, as an Isha does not normally sell her property. And the Chachamim feel when somebody forfeits his right, he forfeits the lesser of his rights. Now, if he forfeits his right after he's already married to her and is already eating the pears from her property, then by merely saying or writing to her that he forfeits his right, that will not actually make him lose his right, instead he has to actually make a kin. Kasav la dinu dvarim ein li benechsayich ubeperisim. Hareza ein oichol peris b'chaya. Then meisa yorsha. If he specifically says her right, that he forfeits the right to her property and her peris, then he loses his chutz to eat the peris during her lifetime, along with the fact that she can sell the property without his consent. But if she dies, he still inherits her, since he specifically said that he forfeits his right to the pears, he can no longer eat the pears after the marriage. Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer lo oylam oichol peri peres, ashi yichtiv la dinu dvarim, emli benechsayich uveperi perisam adoyim. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though he forfeits his right to the pears, he can still eat the peri peres unless he specifically forfeits his right to the peri peres. Also, the peri peres means that after the Isha takes the pears from the property, instead of taking them outright, she buys karka with their value, and then he eats the pears from that karka, and the actual karka would belong to her. If he divorces her, or he dies before her, she would take that karka. Because of law, dinu dvar mainly benefsayich, uveperi sam bechayich, uvemaisik. Ana oichel peres b'chayah, the meisa ana yorsha. If he specifically forfeits the right to her property, her parents, during her lifetime and after her death, then not only does he not eat the parents, and that she can sell the property without his consent, he also loses his right to inherit her, since he specifically says that he forfeits his right to the property even after her death. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer in Mesa Yerushana. If Nesha Hisma Amasa Kosov B'Torah, B'cho Amasma Amasa Kosov B'Torah, to know about them. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, even though he specifically forfeited his right to the property even after her death, even so, he inherits her, since the Torah specifically says it about inherits his wife, as the Pasuk says, by Yirash Oisah. And according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, we learn out from there that a vow inherits his wife, and a person cannot give up a right that the Torah specifically gave him, so therefore he will inherit her anyway. Now the halacha is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but not for the same reason that he said, as we hold that the Yerusha, that a vow inherits his wife, is only the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan strengthened this takana very much and did not allow a vow to be masna keneged this takana.